This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So, we are officially now in Sha'ban. I don't know if all of you got a chance to attend the webinar last night, but alhamdulillah, it's on our YouTube channel now. You can watch the entire thing there. And I spoke about Sha'ban, everything about the history of Sha'ban, the fiqh of Sha'ban, the jurisprudence, how to observe it, the 15th night and the significance of the 15th night. And there's one point that I wanted to elaborate on a little bit tonight, and that is the idea of the removal of grudges. This is a really important point to not just talk about with Sha'ban, but to talk about in general on how we're reflecting on life and mortality and everything that's happening around us right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this month to be the month in which He purifies our records, gets our hearts ready, gets us ready for the month of Ramadan. And part of that is the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah looks out at the creation on the 15th night of Sha'ban, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everyone, but there are some conditions, and one of those conditions is that they don't hold hatred in their hearts. And we know the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ about that man that was a man from the people of Jannah, not because he fasted extra, not because he prayed extra, but because he slept every single night with a clean heart. One of the most healing practices that you find from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is this idea of going to sleep at night and removing all grudges from your heart, forgiving people. And if you can't find reason to forgive them for them, then forgiving them for yourself, allowing them to be a chance for us to not be barricaded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but allowing the chance to forgive them, allowing us the chance to forgive them, so that we can find that peace within ourselves and find that reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The famous story that we reflected on with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu some time ago, لِيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, let them forgive and pardon. Don't you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you as well? Don't you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon you as well? And that was with the man who had slandered his daughter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu that it's not about him, it's about you and what you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so opening your heart by removing the distraction of all else, so that your heart can properly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you can properly heal, so that you can stay focused and not be distracted by those grudges, not be distracted by that hatred, not be obsessed. You know, I get this question sometimes, is it okay to make dua against someone? And da'wat al-madhroom, the Prophet ﷺ said, the supplication of the oppressed has no barrier between it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the answer is yes. If you've been wronged, you can make dua against the person that's wronged you. And no one can remove that from the madhroom. Tell the one that's oppressed, don't make dua against the one that's wronged you. But one thing that I do say is don't waste all of your dua against the one that wronged you, or else you're wronging yourself by not spending your supplication properly. This is a chance to get close to Allah. You have a lot to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about. You have a lot to remove from your own record. You have a lot to aim for. You have a lot to strive for. So taking the time out to say, you know what, if I can't find any reason to move on from this, from that person's side, I'm going to move on from it for myself. And so that I can seek that elevation with my Lord, that elevation of status, that peace of mind, that purity of heart, so I can focus on doing what's important, and I can focus on making the strides necessary for my own betterment and for my own akhirah, for my own hereafter. And especially with the coronavirus and the, you know, this pandemic going around, you have to think about how quickly things are unfolding right now. And death is always imminent, whether there's a pandemic going around or not. Each one of us is always threatened by death at every moment of our lives. It's unpredictable, and it could take any one of us. And so many people die with unresolved disputes, with unresolved grudges, and having let those things consume them and never having had the opportunity to reconcile. In fact, so many people let others die without having that chance to reconcile with them, and then live the rest of their lives with regret for not having taken that step to just say, you know what, it's not worth it. I'm going to put this behind me and I'm going to move on for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it's a very simple reflection, but as I've said in a previous video, you know, holding a grudge is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. That's especially true when it comes to the reward of Allah that's being presented to us right now with Sha'ban, compounded by the pandemic of the coronavirus and how quickly things are unfolding. Take that time, even if it's someone, you know, that you've had a grudge with for a long time, take that time to say, you know what, I'm going to be the person to remove that. And even if the circumstances don't allow, even if that person's not going to want to move on, my hand is extended, right? My heart is open to forgiveness and moving on, no matter who it is, no matter what it is. So yes, if there was any time for us to squash Muslim social media drama, it's now. But more importantly, if there was any time for us to squash the grudges in our lives, the disputes in our lives, even if they've been in the background for a long time, now's the time for us, inshallah ta'ala, to really think about doing that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to be able to do that and to move on. And again, that doesn't mean relinquishing your claims. That doesn't mean relinquishing your rights by any means. What that means is moving on for your sake so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could show you that forgiveness and that mercy as well. And especially with people that we love, that we had disputes with, it's important for us to put that behind us, inshallah. We don't want to have the regrets after they've passed away, or let them have the regret after we've passed away. And then the only time that that gets resolved is in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from my perspective, it is Sha'ban. And there's a lot going on the outside. So I personally want to seek forgiveness from each and every single one of you. If I've ever said anything or done anything that's affected you or hurt you, if I made a joke that was insensitive or was dismissive in something that I said, or you found something that I said to be harmful, then please do forgive your brother. And I pray that Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to always keep our hearts clean from one another, or clean of in regards to one another. And on top of that, to unite our hearts and to connect them all collectively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can move forward in the most productive way. So it's a very basic message. I don't have much to reflect except now's the time. The 15th of Sha'ban is upon us, if we even live to see that, to clear our hearts of Ramadan so that we can be prepared for it, if we even live to see that. And if we don't, then it's still time, inshallah ta'ala, because tonight might be our last night. Tomorrow might be our last day. No grudge is worth missing out on the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or leaving something in the background that distracts and pulls all of us away. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us for the wrongdoings that we've committed against others. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal us with the wrongdoings that were committed against us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to collectively remain focused on Him and connect to Him, and to pull one another up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan. Tonight, inshallah ta'ala. So please do check out the webinar of the link on Sha'ban. I talked a lot about Sha'ban in every way, and I pray that it's a benefit to you, inshallah. So please do watch the whole thing when you get a chance. Our creative team at Yaqeen is making it into a practical infographic, inshallah ta'ala, but it's still better to watch the whole lecture. And actually, I'm going to be transferring right now over to Mass, inshallah ta'ala, for their nightly webinar, which is highly beneficial as well. So I'll put the link both to the Sha'ban webinar that was done yesterday, as well as the Mass webinar that I'm about to sign on to, inshallah ta'ala, in the comments. And again, thank you all for listening. Jazakallahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.